This I believe. Beniamino Bufano was born in Italy, but his parents brought him to the United States when he was just 3. He studied at the Art Students League in New York, and while still in his teens, designed the Buffalo Nickel. His outspoken advocacy of what he believes in the field of art made for a number of heated controversies. Here are some of Beniamino Bufano's ideas on life.
I came from a large family. There were 15 children, 10 boys and 5 girls. I am the 13th child and the black sheep of the family. My father was educated to be a priest, but for some unknown reason, at the last minute, in place of donning the robe, he joined up with Garibaldi and became a bitter enemy of the Pope and his church. My mother, a great woman, was on the other hand unschooled and signed with an X for her name. Yet this beautiful woman knew more about philosophy, poetry, and the great men of history than any I can account for. She was my first and constant teacher and inspiration. Her stories were many, mixed with a vivid imagination and a profound sense of humor. She would wait up for me, no matter at what hour I would return from my studies. In winter, she would wait for me by the fireside. And in the summer, she would wait by the window where it was cool. When I would reach home, she would greet me with a smile and would always have something good for me, a hot bowl of good soup, a piece of cake, or a glass of milk. Then we would eat it together. Sometimes she would give me a gentle scolding. This was usually if I got home after midnight. She would say in a soft voice, "Son, it is good to study, but you should have more sleep. You should not work too late." But often we would sit by the fireside for several hours, into the early morning hours, telling stories of great men of the past or of some new and revolutionary change. Her favorite saying was this: "In order to know one thing well, one must know many things better." When I was at the age of 12, she said to me, "Listen to this. Son, if you wish to know and to learn about God, people, and humanity, do not hang too long about your mother's skirt. And remember that all people are essentially the same, with one destiny, one hope, and one justice in common." There was a second beautiful person in my life, and with my mother, she made it bearable, studious, and happy. She was a young girl, a nun, though her schooling was short and interrupted. She is the most brilliant and the best read person I have ever met. Our conversations are many and travel over the past and into the future. I always wash my hands before I write to her at the monastery. Let it suffice for me to say that her name is Little Sister of the Sea. I have been around the world twice and lived with the various peoples 12 or more years, learned part of their language and their hopes and beliefs, and shared both their joys and sorrows. All of this has taught me much, yet somehow it is the light that these two beautiful people held before me that has the greatest influence in my life and made me most aware of God's power, His mercy, and His justice. This I believe.
They're the creed of Beniamino Bufano of San Francisco, California, an artist who finds beauty all around him.